Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting. Yeah. Inventory, we do not see becoming any better.
No.
And I think we're going to be in a seller's market for at least 5 to 10 years. I'm going to predict out five to 10 years.
Five is probably a minimum.
Five is a minimum. Maybe 10.
From real estate to real life and everything in between, the Brad Wiseman Show. And now your host, Brad Wiseman.
All right, there we go. Another show. This is great. This is actually a show I looked forward to every single month because my good friend Pete Heim is here in the studio. God, if you could hear what we talk about before we go on the air, right, Hugo? It would probably be pretty bad. Pretty bad. Yeah, it's all good stuff.
Like Hugo said, it'd be a lot of views.
Well, when you get three guys in a studio, it always goes to, it just goes bad. Goes bad.
Three guys in a, it's like the start of a bad joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Three guys in a studio.
Yeah, that's right. So true. So true. So no, I'm always glad because it makes us really kind of take a look at what's going on in the real estate market.
Yeah.
You know, we do real estate every day. We're doing a lot of other stuff on the show now besides real estate, but I look forward to this because this is my life. This is my career. So it's always good to talk about real estate. So,
absolutely.
What do you want to dive into first?
Well, you know what? It's part of the show is like taking our step back from our day to day because as realtors, we're just in it, right? Just
absolutely.
But sometimes it's hard to take the time to just step back and say, hey, what's really going on in this thing?
So true.
Right? And that's what that forces us to do that
absolutely.
Every month, which I love. I love
it. And it's good. It makes it that we can talk educated when we're with our clients too.
Edumacated.
Yes. So there's a lot of different things going on. I mean, it's a lot of the same, but there's things that we're seeing that are changing.
Yeah.
So you want to dive into the whole foreclosure number first?
Yeah, we can. But this is more about, you were asking to delve a little deeper this time.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about foreclosures.
Yeah.
Because the headlines are,
everything's bad. Everything's bad.
They're way up. They're way up. Well, the graphic you'll see.
Trying to think of what news you listen to that they sound
like
that.
All those.
Yeah, it's a,
you know, different
ones. Yeah.
You know, grandstanding kind of.
Sounds
people.
Like CNN to me.
Yeah. Kind of like CNN. Yeah. Oh, it's going to fall in.
Sky's falling.
Yeah. But so,
and it's not.
But so, I mean, the foreclosure numbers are up.
Yeah.
From 2022.
Yeah.
From 324,000 to 357.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. And over, it's, I mean, in 2008, 9, 10, we were in the we were almost 3 million foreclosures in 10.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah, it's incredible.
So that's, that's like a little, that's not even, that's 10, just a little over 10%.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. You look at anywhere from, if you look from even 2012 when the market started to change and all the way up until 2019, I mean, the lowest from there was 493,000. That was in 2019. So, you know, we're still well within, you know, where we should be. So it's a non-event.
Well, the pandemic 2020 and 2021 was the forbearance program.
Yeah. Yeah. So nobody could foreclose.
No one could foreclose.
And there was still 151,000.
Right.
Who are those idiots? How in the hell did that happen, right? How did they foreclose if they weren't allowed to?
I know. How did that happen?
I don't know. Just
Governor?
Yeah, could have been.
I don't know. But this is national. This was the
Yeah, this
USA.
Is national. Yeah. So it's a non-event. So
it's a non-event.
Let's just,
if you guys see that, the point
is. We're going to take that. We're going to throw it next to Hugo over there.
No, that's exactly.
Done. Yeah, I'm done with that
I'll
one.
I'll throw your phone, my phone.
Yeah, So what else do you got?
But if you see the news line, the headline, it's not bad, guys.
No.
We could actually use more of that, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get listings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actives. You said you looked at this morning.
I just looked at 335.
Right.
Which is actually better than it was over the weekend, better than it was Monday. Here we are on a Thursday.
Right.
It's better than that. So that's good.
Yeah.
We're heading in the right direction.
We are.
But it was getting close to being under 300 again, and that was really scary.
Right. It was.
That was scary.
Boom, with 30 something.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But we're 301 actives, but 30, like we said, to break it apart. Coming soon status, guys, it's an active status that we're not showing. They're not having showings yet.
But it's still in the market.
Right. But out of that 335, 31 of them are coming soon, which means they're on their way.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
That's good. That's good.
But the pending number, which was what was cool.
Oh, yeah, the pending number.
There's 346 pendings on the market right now in Berks County, which is over the amount of actives that are on the market.
Yeah, that's not...
That's telling.
That's the problem.
Yeah, because as they come on, they go off.
Exactly,
so that's what's going on. But that was a good... I'm glad you said that, because we never really look at pendings as much as we should, and that's a really good indicator.
Well, and also the thing about the pendings is... it's not only that, it's the showings. How many showings are out there? So, because that tells us how many buyers are still looking for a certain home or a certain price range.
What a segue that was.
Yeah, I think you have some of that information, right? I think he does. He's prepared. No, but that's seriously, think about it.
No, it is.
Here's the way I look at it. Hugo, when you were looking at houses, mm-hmm. When we would do a showing, it was like, 30 some showings or whatever it was. And then, 12 offers and then whatever. So, if that number is still at those 38 showings, that means there's 38 people that are in the market to find a house like that.
Right.
So that's a number that we need to know or that would be good to know.
Exactly. But in the Bright system.
Yes.
In the Bright system.
Which is our MLS.
Which is our MLS system. I mean, in the competitive market activity the last 28 days, it breaks down all these numbers as new listings, actives, pendings, closed, all that stuff, right?
Yep.
But the competitive summary is... average appointments before contract, right?
Okay.
That's how many showings
average
there are.
Average appointments before contract.
So how many showings are there, or average, how many appointments are there before it goes to contract? You ready?
Yeah.
This is way lower than I thought it would be. 2.63.
See, now that's interesting. That's a lot lower than it used to be.
I can't believe it. And the average portal favorites out of that was 3.65. So it got that particular listing got 3.65 on average.
Right.
Favorites.
God. Now, these are all averages. This
is
not
averages.
Okay, so this makes sense. Yes, because
sometimes you could, that's 0.1.
Exactly.
Or 10.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you had 30 some showings on one listing and then you had two on another.
Exactly.
That really brings,
it averages out.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
And then you have the average appointments per listing. So far in, listing appointments in January, this was listing showings, 777. In our region, in our Might Bright Multilist
777 region. Showings.
Wow. That's how many showings there were.
That's amazing.
That's an interesting stat, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of showings.
I think that's one we're going to follow.
Yeah.
I think that's, it really shows you what the
activity
is.
That shows activity. Because that's a number, because if that number goes up.
Yeah.
And the amount of listing stays the same.
Right.
That means that we have a lot of buyers that aren't getting houses.
Right. But
That's amazing.
It's a good one. We're gonna watch it.
Watch that number, yeah.
Yep. And then the average, this is a good one, guys. This is the one that we follow anyway, but I'm going to bring it up because this actual report gives it. The listing average closed to original price, and it broke it down per week. And,
yeah.
And for pretty much from October until today, it's 99.68% of listing.
Wow.
And that's over the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 98.6.
Yep. I mean, there was one time, it was up one point and there was 100. It was over 100.59.
Yep. Yeah.
So people are getting what they're asking pretty much.
Right. But it means also maybe stuff's not going 20,000 over full price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the one thing that has changed a little bit.
It has.
I think that's where we've hit a little bit of a ceiling, which is good because you can't keep going 10% a year or 15% a year. We've hit a little bit of a ceiling, I believe, where the houses, and this is what I've been reading recently pretty much everywhere. Inventory, which we just talked about, we do not see becoming any better.
No.
And I think we're going to be in a seller's market for at least 5 to 10 years. I'm going to predict out 5 to 10 years.
Five is probably a minimum. Something major has to happen here in Berks County in order for those numbers to come back up again.
Absolutely. Because if we're not, there's no way for it to come up unless we start building. Even if a builder started today and wanted to start building houses in a farmland or something like that somewhere, you're looking at 3 to 4 years until you're actually putting a shovel in the ground and a house is being built.
Regulations.
So even if we realize the issue today, which we do realize, I know the chamber's working on it. I know the county's looking at different things. We have a housing shortage. So it's going to take 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So now that's if we start right now.
Right.
And if we don't, it's going to keep pushing that out further and further.
Right.
So anybody that thinks at this point that there's going to be time period over the next 2 to 3 years where prices are going to come down and you're going to get this bargain deal, I have to tell you, if I was a betting person, which I'm not so much, if I was a betting person, I would put a lot of money on that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I would too. So, you know, and if you look at most of the stats out there, they're pretty much saying that too. What I disagree with is that a lot of the national stats are saying that prices are going to recede a little bit. I don't believe so.
I don't think so. Not here, especially.
Yeah, not here.
And there's something new interesting coming because I get the CoStar new stuff every day.
Yeah.
A lot of these office complexes are trying to convert. They're trying to convert to either apartments or condos.
I've heard that.
And they're running into regulation problems, red tape. And this is, I'm talking Chicago and some other metropolitan
bigger
areas.
Cities.
Yeah. Because there's a glut of office space right now.
Yeah.
Right?
New York City.
Yeah. New York City. We can go on and on. Yeah. But I think it would be good if they would be able to ease some of these regulations to condo some of these places, because that would help our inventory problem.
Absolutely.
Right?
Berkshire Mall.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know,
think about
not to pick on the Berkshire Mall, but geez, you imagine how many homes we could put in there?
Man.
Or not homes, but apartments, condos. Yeah. And
absolutely.
See what that does. That frees up inventory.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, and you know, before we talked about this, oh my God, 2 years ago, and we started really digging into this inventory issue. I don't care if it's apartments, condos, townhouses. I don't care if it's tents. If there's somewhere that people can live that, you know, that we can free up some of this demand.
I want the food court. You want the food court? The food court's cool.
There's not much up there anymore, though.
I know, but it'd be a great condo.
Oh, it'd be a great condo.
Think about
that. Absolutely. Yeah.
You guys know about the food court out there? Yeah. I mean, go check out
the
food
court. Got your own escalators going up and down and stuff.
Yeah. I want it.
Yeah, go for it. We'll put a word in for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You go work on that.
That's right.
Yeah.
another interesting thing here on this same vein is portal activity. And it gave you this full listing views, 43.3.
What does that mean? That means people going into, when they're working with a buyer agent, they can go in and they can actually look at
look on their portal
their portal.
The agent entered for them for their search. This is average per listing. Full listing views is 43.
Mm.
Buyer favorites is 3.65 on an average listing.
Gotcha.
Is what this is. Buyer possibility is 1.78, which I'm not 100% sure what that means, but 3.454 the buyer discards. So they just didn't fit the bill.
Yeah.
Right? No,
this is why pictures are so important if you're listing.
There is a possibility button on that.
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's the possibility button. And
it's
the
like a maybe.
It's a maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. Sorry.
But seriously, when you look at that and you think about the ones that said no,
exactly.
That shows you that people are disqualifying their home, the home, by looking at it online.
Boom.
They didn't even want to see it.
Right.
So it came up in their search, but they said no to it because the pitch, because it didn't meet their needs while looking at it. So this is why
look at it anyway.
This is why sellers or agents, make sure you take professional photos.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that you're giving that house the best possible chance of being shown.
I saw one the other day, man. It was on the guy's iPhone or something. It was horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't know who you are. I'm not sure which one it is.
But please don't do that. Just stop.
Just do professional photographs.
That's right.
Because unless you want your seller to not have, you know, 3.54 buyer discards.
And that's what will happen. That's exactly what will happen.
Sorry, I'm off my horse.
That's right. Yeah.
Good.
Well, anything else? Well, here's the other thing. There was affordability, which I thought was, you know, it's not the worst.
No.
The affordability is still not the worst it's ever been, right?
It's still more affordable because interest rates are declining.
Right.
Right. That's the biggest one here, probably.
Do you think people know that the rates went up to 8.5 and now they're around 6.75? Do you think the average public, what do you think, Hugo? Does the average public know that? That rates went up and came back down?
No, I didn't know. Unless you're looking to refinance, then you keep your eye on it.
Yeah. Well, what's funny
is. We had a good realtor, though, looking for
him. He's like, he didn't even know. He's in a real estate podcast. Is he listening to music when we're doing this? He's like over there jamming.
Yeah, his headphones
But you knew because of refinancing. You're watching it because you have a purpose.
Yeah.
You have a purpose.
Yeah.
So the average public probably doesn't know.
No.
But if you're looking for houses.
Dude, it's lower than that right now. I saw 6.375.
Wonderful.
Okay.
That's the new norm.
I mean, you're right, Brad. It got up to 8. Some areas it was even over 8.
It was over 8 here. As far as numbers I saw, it was 8.25, 8.125.
Right, but that plays a big part in affordability.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And the fact that home prices are expected to rise at a slower pace. Mm-hmm. We did 7.38 last year in Berks County. All the experts are saying nationally it's going to be, what was that, 2-something? I think that last time we did that. MBA has their way, it's 4.1. But other than that, I think it's going to be 2.
Yeah,
2-3.
And that's pretty much what the average was, 2.1.
Yeah. And buyers, that's great news for you.
Yeah.
Sellers, that's great news for you. You're not losing.
Yeah,
you're gaining slower.
It's going to take. Here's the thing for a buyer: it's going to take longer.
Yep.
You've got to have patience. Keep your pre-approval updated at all times.
Yep.
Because the last thing you want to do is on a Sunday afternoon you found the one.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden you're shuffling for a pre-approval on 5 o'clock on a Sunday. Good luck.
Yep.
Unless you have a really good lender, which we do in this area. So, you know, that's the thing you have to keep in mind.
And
this,
if you need updated tax returns, it's that time of year now.
Yep,
so absolutely. If you want to include your 2023, get it done now.
Do it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the biggest thing was that wage increase.
Yeah.
Way faster.
I was surprised to see that.
Way.
I was surprised to see that.
I couldn't believe it. Now, this is national. Right,
but what if that's just all the UPS drivers from that from that contract they got, the union contract that they got a raise. Yeah. But did you see they're laying off one. They're laying off 12,000 people,
12,000, yeah,
which stinks. But
yeah,
but yeah, isn't it funny?
Look at that raise.
Yeah, it went up a lot.
Look above that white line.
Did you get a raise?
Hell no.
Neither did I. Hugo, did you get one?
Did you?
No.
We got to talk about
this.
Let's talk. Let's talk to the owners.
Actually, Brad, can we have a conversation?
No, we can't.
Oh, okay.
So
you brought it up, dude.
I know. So no, so that's good. So here's the good point is if these numbers are factual, which we hope they are, if your pay is going up.
Yeah.
And the price, and let's just say your pay goes up by 5% or 4%. What's cost of living? 3%, something like that?
Yep.
If your pay is going up, which it looks like it outpaced the norm.
It outpaced it.
You know, and the prices of houses go up 2%, you know. So
you're ahead of the game.
You're ahead of the game. You're okay.
Yeah.
And then also, if the rates are at 6.5, that's the average now. That's where the new norm is.
That's right.
Rates aren't going back down to 4. They're not going back to 5, I don't think, either.
No.
So get used to the 6.
Right. And so everyone remembers that the percentage of that your monthly income that the bank uses to qualify you. That's why when it goes up, it's better for you. I mean, the last time I checked, people were only using about 15% of their gross monthly income for housing, which is really good.
Very
banks
good.
Allow 28 or 30 or so. So, I mean, now it's even better with your wages going up. It's a huge factor in your affordability. So you're over. So what you're doing is you're overcoming any house price increase, possibly an interest rate increase.
Yep.
It's almost status quo.
Yep.
If you're serious,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So that's good.
Yeah. Two things. Well, it's two things here. One is like I always say, the only market we know is the one we have right now.
That's right.
So trying to predict what's going on in the future, what's going to happen in the future. If you're buying your personal residency, don't play around with that.
Right.
If you need to buy or you want to buy, buy now.
Yep.
Because like I said, the only market we know is the one we have right now. The other thing was real quick is the graph that I have here from Keeping Current Matters, which was interesting. Top three reasons buyers paused decision to buy a home.
Oh, I saw
this
that.
This is good.
Yeah.
17.4% was affordability, which is interesting. Very low. That's not what I thought.
No.
Okay. Inventory, which we all know, is 34.4%. Still not the major reason.
Really?
The major reason was mortgage rates. 72.1% of buyers said they are not going to do it right now because of the mortgage rates.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting, right?
That's interesting.
So that's what we're trying to say. Don't let that be your
stop. Don't let that be your,
you.
No, because really, I mean, Brad, you and I have been around the block. We remember double digit interest rates, but most people don't. But what we always say, you know, buy the perfect house. You can always refinance it later, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can always do it. And the rates coming down is a good chance you're gonna be in a good spot.
Absolutely. And I think those are good numbers, good things for us all to go over. And thanks for bringing all that information, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So what do you see? You're starting to pick up? You've seen listings coming up?
Yeah, 28 with this active this morning.
Yeah.
It's coming.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's coming, guys.
That's really good. Yeah. Hugo, you got anything?
No,
you're good.
Thank you for your knowledge.
Yes.
Thank you for your humor.
Very welcome. Very welcome.
What would we do without Hugo? Seriously.
I don't know. Nothing.
Oh my God. Nothing.
We sit here looking.
You're right. We wouldn't do anything. We wouldn't even show up. It's unbelievable. All right, there you have it. Pete was back in the studio here. Almost said office. I'm so used to saying office. But yeah, that was great. Great information. Please come back. Once a month we have Pete here. It's some great information you're not going to hear anywhere else. This is the local information and also national information too. So if you're listening from somewhere else, you'll probably get something out of it. Thanks for listening to the show. We're here every Thursday, 7 p.m. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere you want to find us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. All right, that's about it. Thanks for your support. All right, we'll see you later. Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136.